Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Michael Wald, otherwise known as the Blood Detective. And thank you so much for tuning in to my short health segment that we air every Wednesday on a different health topic. We call it Ask the Blood Detective because I base these topics on questions and inquiries that many of you have sent me to my website or through email. So why don't I give you that information now so as you hear questions, you can send them on in or you can call the station and ask questions live. My website is www.intmedny.com or blooddetective.com, and you can go to either of those blogs and post questions, or you can call me at 914-242-8844 at Integrated Medicine of Mount Kisco. So our topic today is, why do we need, if at all, to take vitamin supplements? Do we need these things? And there's a wide difference of opinion on this, and I'll just tell you from the outset what my opinion is. And it is, we need to take nutritional supplements in concentrated form, in pill form, capsule form, or powder form. I personally do not believe that one can get all the nutrition they need through even the most carefully balanced diets. Now, over my 25 or so years of clinical nutrition experience, I have seen people who have been on the most extreme diets that exhibit an amazing amount of dedication to improvements in their diets and eat in a way that I myself could never do. And when I examine the various lab tests, functional testing, blood tests, I find many nutritional inadequacies. So that's one level of proof for me. And they've seen me because they still have health issues. If you're a human being living on the planet Earth, which is basically toxic, you're going to have health issues. And if anything is grown on this planet that you're eating, it will also be therefore have some degree of relative toxicity, which is another reason I believe that nutritional supplements, by means of providing concentrated forms of nutrients, can help offset our exposures to various toxins. The toxins we're exposed to in the environment are known as the exogenous toxins, and the toxins we make within our bodies known as the endogenous toxins. So the question I think really should be, who does not need to take nutritional supplements? And again, I believe the answer is, there is no one that should not. There is the question of which supplements are better. What about concentrated food supplements? Well, we'll see based on the time today how much I can get to answering that. But one thing that I do that many of you should know, that any good clinical nutritionist should do, is regular searches of the medical and nutritional literature. There is the National Library of Medicine and the Cochrane Database, which contain millions and millions of nutritional citations or articles from studies that have used foods and also nutritional supplements of different types, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other nutraceuticals, as they're called. And it's clear that these things work for a variety of health issues. There is not a health condition, I believe you can name, that has not been studied against nutritional supplements. And yes, contrary to what some untrained or biased or uneducated medical physicians think, there is plenty of evidence base for the use of nutritional supplements. Now, besides the medical literature, I can tell you from working with people and doing pre-tests, meaning tests at the start of therapy, giving them clean diets, whatever that means, but you can sort of understand I'm referring to the cleanest diet or the most appropriate diet I think they need at the onset of my suggestions, and then giving them various nutritional supplements that over time we know that we can change the level of health in a person. And most of you listening to this show already know this. And there are times when I have patients that will not change their terrible diets. No matter how much I emphasize to them that their diets must change, they do not do it. And I'm forced to say, okay, well, we have no choice but to use nutritional supplements in addition to your diet to try to manage things. And when I recheck their lab work, even those on the most, well, sad American diets, they improve also. My personal approach is always to give the smallest number of nutritional supplements needed, and first, of course, focusing on healthy lifestyle, which includes diet. But there's always an amount of nutritional supplementation that I will suggest, and that'll vary depending on person to person. And it varies based on their age, how they're personally aging, their personal genetics, family genetics and health problems, their current health problems, are they on medications, what are their stressors. There's various considerations when trying to figure out what the ideal diet is or what the ideal set of nutritional supplements should be. And this is important for you to hear. Both the diet, even if there was such thing as a perfect diet right now, and the same thing goes for nutritional supplements, even if we get them right now, we age and we change and our goals change and our health changes. And that's why our dietary intake and our nutritional supplement intake should change. And there are certain basic concepts, though. I'll get to that in a minute. A question was asked of me recently, and I hear this one a lot. Well, you know, if all these studies have been done and you're saying there's all this evidence and you have all this clinical experience with nutrition working, how come most medical physicians simply do not believe in the use of nutritional supplements? Well, that's easy. And there's a saying that really encompasses why this happens, and it basically is this: ignorance is bliss. If one does not know something, then they can't really give you a qualified opinion. So most physicians that are giving you the opinion that nutritional supplements, they don't believe in them, there's no studies, sadly they're lying, because the question of no studies is easily verified by simply going onto the National Library of Medicine. If you type in vitamin C in cancer, vitamin C, intravenous vitamin C in cancer, you will find hundreds, not even dozens of studies on the use of these nutrients above and beyond the diet that helps kill cancer cells. And if you search Boswellia or turmeric and, let's say, coagulation disorders or immune deficiency or autoimmune diseases and a variety of other nutrients, you will find studies. And you will find that it's not just a matter of taking these supplements. The right quality, the right dose. For example, any nutritionist that recommends nutritional supplements to a person without knowing what their lean body mass is, without performing a test known as a bioimpedance test, which tells us one's percentage of muscle, water, and fat and their basal metabolic rate, is doing you a disservice, because how we burn calories relates, and our lean body mass relates to the dose of different supplements, and clearly, even a traditionally trained dietitian knows this, our basic diets. Our basic diet must be based on how we burn calories. We burn calories differently as we age, even from day to day, and specifically also when we have different diseases, which is why a bioimpedance test, everyone, listen up. The bioimpedance test is the single most predictive non-blood test that predicts overall morbidity and mortality, which means no matter what you do to improve your health, if you don't improve your lean body mass, you haven't necessarily improved your health to the point where you will statistically reduce your risk of dying prematurely from disease. There's much more on my blog about like the 10 most common tests missed by doctors, and I speak about bioimpedance testing there. And the other reason doctors tend to think incorrectly about nutrition is they don't have training. The average medical school, and there's another article I wrote on this on my blog, provides an average of 23 hours of basic nutrition. So they simply don't know what they don't know they don't know. You got that? So there's a lack of training, yes. There's a lack of hours. There's bias. But there's also, I think, the lack of a holistic mindedness. You know, if you have a school, let's say medical school, and they teach you your 23 hours of nutrition training, basic stuff. If you taught the same nutrition at a chiropractic college or a naturopathic college, because chiropractors, for example, are naturopaths and probably acupuncturists, they have a different way of thinking about nutrition. They see a bigger picture. They think holistically. They get a lot more from that information. So it's not just a matter of exposure. It's a matter of how one thinks about these things. So when I have a conversation with a closed-minded physician about nutrition and even quote their own medical nutrition literature, they can hardly hear it because of this closed-mindedness and lack of holistic-mindedness. Now, there are different types of nutritionists. Some of them believe more or less in nutrition. There are dietitians. There are certified clinical nutritionists, certified nutrition specialists. There are those with master's degrees and PhD degrees. And there are sports nutritionists. And all there's several other forms. I have most of these certifications personally. But the point is that the different types of nutrition certifications and degrees teach nutrition differently. So it's just something to keep in mind. Now, We certainly cannot rely on television to teach us about nutrition because most of that information is just wrong or it's exaggerated claims to sell products. Many of my patients, they jump on these concepts and they take all kinds of nutrients and things without paying attention to the diet first, or they think that all nutritional supplements are the same, and they're not, by the way. There are different levels of quality control in terms of nutritional supplementation. So just because you have one bottle of, let's say, vitamin C and another, when one form of vitamin C is pharmaceutical grade and the other is not, there's a big difference. So people, my patients will come in with big bags of nutrients and say, "Here, Dr. Wald, I brought these in for you to look at." And I'll say, "I don't need to look at them." And they'll say, "Well, why?" I say, "Well, first of all, if they really worked well, you wouldn't be here. Secondly, I can glance at them and I can look and see what's on the bottles, but I rely only on pharmaceutical grade supplements, many of which I've handpicked or the majority of which I've literally made and designed and formulated. So I'm going to use the things that I'm mostly familiar with. So that's very important too. So how do you figure out what diet is best for you? Because that's important, because if you don't do that first, then you will, when you lay nutritional supplements on top of that, because that really is a goal, as I said earlier, we first want to clean up the diet. People will say to me, "Dr. Wald, is a macrobiotic diet, is that the best? Is being a vegan the best, or going gluten-free the best, or vegetarian? You know, what's the best diet?" There is no best diet. One's lifetime food intake, which should change over time based on, again, their aging, health conditions, health goals, all of these different things, will change over time and have certain basics in common, of course. We all want to reduce refined and processed carbohydrates. We don't want trans fats and an abundance of the wrong types of saturated fats. We want high-quality proteins, preferably not relying too much on animal sources. So you get the idea. There are certain fundamentals probably that are best for everyone, but then they need to be adjusted over time, and I do that based on examinations of my patients, doing visual nutritional exams, through detailed consultation, through blood work and other types of testing that really can reveal a lot about how one's optimal or ideal diet is working. And then on top of that, I always use nutritional supplements, but by then, they're minimized as much as possible. So I'll mention some of the tests that I use to figure out one's nutritional intake and then also their supplements, and realize that I go through a very detailed intake with a person and have consultations with them to figure this out over time. But I use questionnaires, I use bioimpedance testing, and I use what's called a longevity profile, which is a set of blood tests which I put together, which really cover most systems in the body, so I can develop what I like to call a metabolic map of my patients. And then I do these tests, and through conversation with the patient, putting other factors together, I figure out what they should be eating and drinking and their exercise and nutritional supplements over a long period of time. Tests do not tell us everything, though. I rely on an intuitiveness, which comes with having 25 years or so experience treating thousands of patients with all manner of health problems. So let me spend a little bit of time, maybe a minute, on what are vitamins, minerals, herbs, and macronutrients. Well, vitamins are vital elements, like the B vitamins and vitamin C and E. We've all heard of these. And the minerals, examples would be calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and manganese. And then of various herbs, echinacea, astragalus, golden seal, feverfew. And the macronutrients are protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So how much we need of these things must be based not upon some governmental guidelines of what they should be, but upon what you need, comparing you over time. So I do tests where I compare my patients to themselves over time. So I hope that this conversation was useful to you. Please send me and post your comments on my blog, again, at www.intmedny.com, or call me at 914-242-8844. And make sure to tune into our next show, which I entitled Detox Deception, The Truth and Lies in Detox. You don't want to miss it. Thanks so much, and have a great day.